start, I guess, with Alan Robinson.
Yeah, well, you know, I think Alan's progressing. He did a couple things in the game that, you know, I corrected him on. That he, you know, I told him every week's a challenge to be better. And, you know, he'll learn as he goes each week. There's going to be somebody new he's going against, somebody, something he hasn't seen. But, you know, overall, Alan's, like I've said all along, he's mature for his age. He's does a great job in terms of he internalizes what you tell him very well. He does a nice job, you know, in terms of his detail and commitment. So, you know, I'm pleased with him. And would have been nice if he could have made that first catch. You know, obviously that would have helped, but that was a tough catch. And we like to make them, but you don't always get them all.
How much harder is it for these guys to develop and learn when they're also dealing with a rookie quarterback who's also trying to develop and learn?
Well, they're all in the same boat. And that's, you know, as somebody said this morning, you know, 4 years ago, the Kansas City Royals had the worst one-loss record in the major leagues, and they're playing for the World Series tonight. And they had a bunch of young guys that had to, you know, they'll have to gel and learn each other and, you know, camaraderie and all those things enter into it. And over time, as you play more together and you become more familiar with each other, those things become your bond for your team. So, you know, I love our young guys. I love our old guys, but I love our young guys because I think they're a good group of guys and they're serious about their business. And it's tough to have to fight through the, you know, the kind of, as I say, we're in the tunnel and it gets dark, but you can see out the other end. There's some light out there, and you just have to. You know, you have to chop wood every day. And if you do, and do your job and keep getting better at what you do, then eventually, if everybody has that mindset, then things will get better. But, you know, I love Blake Bortles. I think he's got the it factor. He's just got some things he's got to adjust to. If it was easy, there'd be 11 people in the stands and 80,000 on the field.
In all seriousness, what's the challenge of keeping these guys focused on Sunday, particularly when you got a lot of young guys, when they've got to go to London right after that?
You know, the young guys haven't made the trip before, so, you know, it's kind of exciting, I think, for them. As I tell people that say to me, oh, are you excited? I say, yeah, I'm somewhat excited, but we could be in London as a coaching staff. We could be in London, South Dakota, and it wouldn't make any difference because, you know, you're working and you get to see very little of London. This is my third time I've been there, once with the 49ers and now my second time here. I think from their perspective, the question you asked me, I don't know what they say when they go home about going to London, but it's really not been much in the discussion other than the things that Hamza and the people in the administration have pointed out that they need to be aware of.